From time to time, you might consider doing something creative with your group. One of my supervisees suggested we do a vision board. Here's an example. She explained what she had in mind for the vision board, and the group agreed that they would like to do this. Several group members had materials at home or in their office and brought these to group supervision. The vision board in this case was to express where you'd like to see yourself in the future and what drives your vision. You might wonder, what does this have to do with being a therapist or serving our clients? Well, I suppose you could easily answer that question. There are several reasons. First, we are not robots, and in our particular field, being human and connecting with one another is especially important. We are people who need refreshing and connecting to one another. Doing something creative helps us to get out of our heads and more into our bodies. It is a great strategy for countering stress, fatigue, or anxiety, although this is not a therapy session. By doing this, we may come up with ideas that can serve our clients. Second, we need to connect and stay connected to each other as a group in order to be at our best and do our best work. Group supervision is especially designed for us to collaborate with each other. Doing something creative together helps us to learn more about each other. Third, when we are done with our project, we can share it with the group. This helps group members express themselves, share hidden interests or talents. This helps the group to come up with ways to relate to one another. A project like this can create the safety and trust that are so vital to a good group supervision experience.